So when we come to chapter 3, I think it's really important for us in the practical side. Many of you might be looking to the Lord for a helpmate, for a husband, for a wife. And the questions are always asked, what do I look for? What do I look for? And it's amazing that even in the story of Ruth, we can learn that there are lessons as far as her approach to this question. Who would have thought that when she went with Naomi, and of course the choice was given to her, go find another husband in your own land. And all what Ruth knew was Naomi. But God has something greater than Naomi to her, and it was Boaz. But when we come to chapter 3, I like the way Boaz tells her that it says over here, in the verses we have in verse 10, and he said, blessed be thou of Jehovah, my daughter, thou hast showed more kindness at the end than at the first. Why would you think she had showed more kindness at the end? Because I certainly believe she was learning in the school of God, and she was making the right choices that faith will take hold of. And she made a decision that if there's going to be any man to me, that's going to be this man. And that name is Boaz. And I'm going to encourage the sisters, because the first one came with Ruth. I'm going to give this word to the sisters. The relationships are not based upon looks. Looks are important, but they are not based upon looks. A lot of times, failures come in, oh, this young man is good looking. Oh, we fight for him. Sad to say. We look for the appearance. And you know that verse that comes to light, that God does not look at the appearance. He looks at the heart. I'm going to encourage the sisters, and I'm not saying, don't go after someone that have features of good looking. That's not the intention. But I'm going to encourage the sister that you should see spiritual exercises in the life of this individual. Because if spirituality lacks in the relationship, you can rest assured that the relationship is going to suffer much if we are talking marriage in the Lord. So we're not talking now about marrying unbelievers. We're talking about marrying a Christian. I'm going to encourage the sister to be exercised before the Lord. That if I'm looking at a man, and I'm looking to the Lord for a husband, I just don't want to see that he has a good looking. But I also desire to see spiritual exercises, because your desire is that God will be magnified and honored, and that your husband will be an asset for the local testimony. He will be an asset for the family that you establish. He will be a man of God. And I always say that. The woman can either make you or break you. So if you're looking for someone, for that husband, you better make sure you are looking for spiritual qualifications, and you're going to be the help and the support that this man needs to stand for the things of God. So I'm going to take it up from the sister point of view. She didn't look, oh, this man can spend a lot of money on me. I'm going to marry somebody that has some savings. Because I like to shop, I like Macy's, I like Bloomingdale's, I like all these things. You know what? I'm going to go with riches. But this woman made the right choice. She did not go after riches. She did not go after looks. She did not go after so many things that the world go after. She went after a man who loved the Lord from the bottom of his heart. And he was spiritually exercised. And that's what we need to go after. Well, let's talk about the man. The next verse is the man. So bring this into it.
Oh, it is really the same thing. When I wanna give a word of warning again, because we are so much influenced and bombarded by the way the world thinks. Let's not run into relationship hastily and early.
Yes.
Let me repeat it one more time. You're in high school. You start in college, just take it easy. Just take it easy. Concentrate on your school stuff and be friends with all the children of God. Don't start, get emotionally attached yet. wait on the Lord, and be friends with all of the children of God. We talk about the fellowship. Don't run, especially young men. Because we are bombarded. You have a girlfriend, you have a boyfriend. We hear that all the time. Sure, you have many girlfriends, and you have many boyfriends, sister. They are all the people of God. Let's not get emotionally attached early enough. Because you are developing. Your emotion is changing. Your mind is changing. What was good last year is not good this year. And what was wonderful last month is not good this month. So take it easy. Rejoice the people of God. All of them. All of them. All of them. And when the time comes, Ruth, Boaz, did not get married in chapter 2. They got married in chapter 4. So give it 2 chapters. And relax a little bit. Because I know there is a lot of pressure on you young people in regard to these matters. Enjoy the people of God. The time will come. And when the right time comes, everything will fit in place. But right now, keep yourself pure and keep your emotion pure. But what do you look at? Just like Boaz said. Does he look at the looks? It is important. Is it only just the looks? No, it is not. Samson had a problem. Samson's problem was his eyes. He looked. Every time he sees somebody, he looked. And then he looked again. And he looked again. You know what the first thing that was done when he got Samson? What did he do? What's the first thing that he took out? Let me hear you.
His eyes.
So looks are very important, but they are not everything. So when the time comes, look for a spiritual quality. Look for somebody who loves the Lord. Look for somebody who's going to support you. Look for somebody who's going to be a helpmeet. A person that's going to go on with the things of God. That's going to encourage you. Not like the Naomi that said when Elimelech said, hey, we're going to do what? She said, oh, no problem, let's go. There's no resistance there at all. Let's go. That's fine. Look for somebody who is going to have the same measure of understanding and of acceptance of the principle that's in the Word of God. Because how many men, young men, that I know, you know, you think of them when they were young, men that gone out for the Lord, and they got entangled with a relationship that was not right. Because of a look, because of friends, because of this, because of that, and they went nowhere. And God had no use for them. Well, they weren't available to be used of God. These things are very practical. I know you probably laughing and smiling and saying he's an old man now, that's why he talks like that, but that's quite correct. Be friends with all of the children of God. And when the time comes, don't get emotionally attached early enough. Just wait. Relax. Enjoy the people of God. The Lord will develop your personality, your understanding. And when you are at that level, ready to support a relationship, then the Lord will bring the right person. Ruth went in, she probably never dreamed that she would have a husband. Number one, she's a widow. Worse yet, she's a Moabite. Well, forget it. Anybody that read the Old Testament will have nothing to do with her. And we read in chapter 4, when the first man came, said, hey, marry her, forget it, I'll take the land, but marry her? Not a Moabite. There would be no way, no way, that she could have had anybody. You know who she got? She got the best. She waited on the Lord. And she didn't run after people. Pressure didn't entice her. The lack of pressure didn't bother her. She went on steady. I like people who are steady. They're coming to conferences because they want to glean from the Word of God. Not because, well, I know there's a nice young lady coming or a nice young boy coming. That's why I'm coming. There are a lot of them. They are all nice young boys. And they are all nice young sisters. It's wonderful. But she is consistent. She's consistent. I'm going to go to glean. She's consistent. I'm going to go for the Word of God. And the Lord will provide for you what's important. But young men, more than young sisters, watch what you are doing. Keep yourself pure. Wait on the Lord. Don't get emotionally attached early enough. You're still young. Wait on the Lord. And look for a person who is going to be a helpmeet. Who loves the Lord. Who appreciates the Lord. Who wanted to support you and encourage you. Just like Othni. He married Exa. And her father, Caleb, said, I'm going to give you some land. She told him, look, ask for more. Ask for more. Get more land. She was supporting him in his exercise, he became the first judge in the book of Judges. These are very important. The Lord brought you here, as I said earlier on, to have something for you. Take heed and take hold of these things.